Blog Talk Radio.
Your hand holding me, and how could I live without you? I can't see. Lord, what would I do in life? Where would I go now? How would I handle things? All that I know is I'm mine again. Lord,
out there. I know it was a little bit of static when I was playing the music, but I'm hoping that you can hear me very clear. But thank you so much for tuning into the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. I am your host and director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. My name is Mary Hollis, of course. You're one and only. Good evening, and I hope that all is well with all of you. Well, we're going to continue our series, brief session series, Preparing for the Storm, the Holiday. There will be, definitely will be a storm. So just knowing that you can get through the storm. Week one, I had a Denise Brown to give a testimony. And I wanted her to be very transparent in her testimony. And when she first heard her husband was the Good Samaritan that was hit on the side of the road while he was helping someone with their car, how she and her children weathered the storm with the first Thanksgiving holiday and Christmas. As I mentioned before, also, don't forget the children. They grieve too. Watch out for the change of behavior. That's what I talked about on week one. On week two, I talked about the love for God. You must love God and trust Him through the storm. You must trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will make your path straight. That's coming from Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, 5 through 6. You must trust Him with all your heart and love Him through the storm as well. And sometimes we feel that God is so far away, but He's not. He's right there by your side. In Deuteronomy 31:8, He will never leave you nor forsake you. Sometimes we draw closer to God during our grief, and others feel that God is far away because we can't feel his presence. We are still angry with him because our loved one is no longer here. It is important to tell God what you truly feel. Ask him for answers. He won't be angry at you. I did. But I wasn't angry because I remembered some more storms I went through previously, and he was right there by my side. Jesus questioned God also. He said, my God, why have you forsaken me? He will heal the brokenhearted. I also talked about in week two to grieve as you need to grieve. Your loss is different from anyone else's loss, and you will need to grieve the way you need to grieve. So now we are into week three. And I want to, in week three, the title, I didn't send out a reminder because I knew that you all would tune in who wanted to continue this walk through the journey and preparing for the storm, the holidays. But grief, week three, from hopeless to hopeful. Now, I got this title from my Sunday school lesson. I love the Sunday school book that they're teaching out of. And it is these different titles that we have gone through, and this one just seemed to top it all. From hopeless to hopeful. And maybe you are asking the question, how can we always go from hopeless to hopeful? And the way that we're feeling, the pain and the hurt that we're going through. Well, the book of Lamentations, chapter 3, talks about Jeremiah, the prophet. Jeremiah's hopefulness turned to hope as he remembered God. We must, through our storm, don't take our eyes and our focus off of God. You can become more hopeful in your journey by keeping him within your walk. What is the definition for hope? A feeling of expectation and desire for a certain thing to happen. So we hope, even though that our husband won't return, but our hope is to get rid of some of these feelings and emotion, the pain and the hurt and the sleepless nights and can't toss and turn and the tears that keep flowing. Well, in this topic, from hopeless to hopeful, let me tell you some things that our Sunday school lesson talked about, which encouraged me, and it was one of the most awesome topic and Sunday school lesson. You know, all of them have been wonderful, but when I read it and we discussed it in Sunday school, It really encouraged me for things that I may be going through. Well, first it talked about some things about Jeremiah. How do we deal with the reality of the trials we face and still have hope? Well, first we must know having hope is not wishful thinking of the way you would wish to win like winning the lottery. Nor it is ignoring the trial by just hoping things will get better. Hope is grounded in expectation. Jeremiah, hopefulness, turned to hope as he remembered God. Great is thy faithfulness. I'm sure you all have heard that song, remember the words of that song. Great is thy faithfulness. Our God, he is faithful. God is love. No matter what we suffer, we must never think anything other than God is ever merciful and faithful. Therefore, we can have hope in him. We can go through the storm every time as we go through the storm, you probably won't see nothing but darkness going through a storm as you were going through it. Because I experienced that once. My girlfriend and I was going on a trip, and we were driving, and we went through this real bad storm, and all we could see, nothing but darkness. And we were scared, and we started praying for God to get us through this so we could see the sunshine and light again. As we continued to drive, it was a while, but eventually we saw light. We saw the sunshine, not necessarily sun, it was cloudy still. But it was light to us because we didn't see that darkness anymore. That's how we go through the storm. Keep having faith that we are going to get on the other side. It's going to look better. It's going to be brighter. Our feelings are going to feel better. We'll be stronger in our journey. We won't cry as much. We'll be able to talk to others without the tears flowing down. And sometimes we can talk and make jokes about things that our loved one did or said. We'll have faith to know that and hope that we are going to get through the storm as we continue to let God hold our hand, walking each day, one day at a time. That's the hope that we need to have. And these holidays, it sort of tear us down because there's so many wonderful memories, laughing and being together with the family and enjoying the different foods and stuff. And there's different things that you did every year together. And sometimes some of you had different memories but where you do these things every year, and this is something that you're going to be doing without that special loved one. But just embrace God's presence, and he'll get you through the storm. It also talked about how hopeless to hopeful, that when every area of life is being challenged, all of those emotions, it is easy to lose hope because you don't feel good anymore. You have no will and the spirit to get up and do something positive. You just want to lay there. Lay in your, and like Mama said, lay in your mess. but it is okay to feel that way because we all have pity party moments where you get in those moods where you don't want to do anything. You just want to lay around. You just want to look at TV. You just want to eat, sleep. And I know a lot of you like to sleep it off. I just want to go to sleep because I don't want to have to think about it. But guess what? When you wake up, is right there again. So that is so important, that you find some sort of hopefulness in this journey of grief. But don't give up. Like, don't give in. There is always hope in the Lord, our Heavenly Father. He's always there by our side. We just must pray and ask Him for His presence. Even when we don't sense His presence, we must rely on the truth of His word, stand on His promises. God's compassion never fails, and His faithfulness is great. Great is thy faithfulness. Believe it when you don't feel it. Believe it when you don't see it. Allow God truth to restore your hope. Yes, His hope. Let His hope be in you. And let Him walk through that journey with you. I would like to read that again. When every area of our lives is being challenged, it is easy to lose hope. Don't give in. There is always hope in the Lord. Even when we don't sense His presence, because many times He feels so far away, you start asking, God, where are you? Why are you letting me feel this way? Why did you let this happen? He feels so far away, just like being on a desert, and you can't feel your way through. And you're asking God, I need you, Lord. Where are you? Why can't I feel you? I see your presence. Even when we don't sense His presence, we must rely on the truth of His word. God's compassion never fails. He loves us. He doesn't like when we go through these changes. He doesn't like when we hurt. He doesn't like when the tears are flowing down and we can't seem to find our way. But His faithfulness is great. Believe it when you don't feel it. You have to believe it, just like going through the storm. It's nothing but darkness. You got to believe that you're going to get through the other end, and you will see light again. Believe it when you don't feel it. Believe it when you don't see it. Yes, you won't always see your way through. But try to feel your way through, knowing that God is right there by your side, helping you through it. Allow God's truth to restore your hope. I'll be facilitating a class in January. It's called Restoring Your Heart. We must ask God to restore our heart and our lives together again. Let us feel hope and be happy in life and the things that we will do and will be doing. Now, I also want to give you some things I would suggest that you do during this Thanksgiving holiday. I will be on the air next week, the week of Thanksgiving. I will have my family here, but they know how important this show is for me to do what I do. And my children always support me in these efforts with the widows. I miss my son. My son and his wife will be coming to town, and they'll be here for a whole week. blessings. Thank you, Jesus. Because they live all the way in California. It's not like going around the corner and saying, and like my daughter. My daughter's like right around the corner. She's like 6 minutes away from me. When she looked for a home and she said, we're going to find her, and her husband said they're going to find a house close by so they can drop the kids and keep on going. And they did exactly what they said. So, but my son and his wife, oh boy, many hours to get there, and expensive as well. But thank God that they will be able to spend a week with, and her family lives here also in Georgia, Canton, Georgia. So I'm sure her parents are going to enjoy the visit as well. But some of the things that I would like for you to try next week, but like I said, I will be on the air. In case if some of you are busy with your family or traveling, you will not be able to listen. Cook one of his or her favorite dish. It's also important to spend time with your family. Don't be alone. And try to do something different this year. Even traveling instead of being at home, going to a relative's home that lives out of state. Try some of those things. Something that will make you happy. Now, one thing I want to stress, if you're staying at home, when you get together with in a different gathering, it can be Thanksgiving or whatever time during the holiday, if you feel that you do not want to stay at this event the whole time, it is okay for you to leave early. So just knowing that you don't have to keep yourself unhappy because the family members there is reminding you of your loved one and is making you unhappy. Enjoy yourself. It's important not to be alone. But if you want to leave early, it is okay to do so. Just let them know that you may have something else to do, or you just feel like going home early, and thank them for inviting you or being around you or whatever, but it's okay. So do, and also do something different. Last month, our speaker on the show, Minister Jeanette Miles, she suggested to do something different because she did something different during the holiday, not the norm. So try some of these things and see if these that will help you in any way. I pretty much did the same type thing, but it's fun with me getting together with my family, nieces and nephews and sisters and brothers. We talk about the old times, like way back with our family. You know, I grew up on a farm, so we had so many stories. And I'm number 11 out of 11, so we had some stories. 11 children in one house. But it was loving and fun, and we played, and just there's so many good memories that we talked about. So we spent a lot of time. We would just eat, and for Thanksgiving, we would just all come together, thank God for blessing us and what we are thankful for. We would eat, we'll sit there and talk about different things, and then we'll just go right back and eat again. And we just talk and talk, we just go back and forth, and then really probably the third time we're going for the dessert. And but it is so much fun. So do something, be with your family and friends, do something different, cook something, a favorite thing that, you know, him or her enjoyed, that will make you feel good. And most of all, don't be alone. And I want to end this session by saying, give yourself permission to grieve. And I hope that these sessions will help you to be encouraged and helping you heal during the storm. And I am asking our Heavenly Father to be in the midst of all of these sessions and let His Holy Spirit touch each one of us who have lost a special loved one. And may God be the glory. I do have some announcements. This coming Thursday, November the 21st, Willie Watkins Funeral Home, they go around to different churches for them to host their grief support seminar. And we are the host church, the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, where Pastor Dr. William E. Flippin Sr., we are hosting it this coming Thursday from beginning at 6 p.m. They start pretty much on time. They're pretty much on time, and they have different speakers. Willie Watkins will be there himself. He gives. He has a lot of giveaways that he gives during these sessions. And also we have some refreshment at the end. So come out, bring a friend, a family member who's grieving too. And remember, don't forget about the children. God is giving you resources to get you through the storm. Take advantage of these things and be blessed. Tune in again next week for week 4. And I like to end with a moment. Happy moments, praise God. Difficult moments, seek God. Quiet moments, worship God. Painful moments, trust God. Let's say that one again. Painful moment, trust God. Trust God with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Every moment, thank God. We must always thank God for our blessing and the things and what He will do for us. Just knowing that He loves you, and so does the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. If you are not a part of this show next week, I hope that you will have a happy and safe Thanksgiving. Enjoy, be blessed, and have a great week. And tune in again next week from 10 to 10:30 p.m. And that'll be week 4. Preparing for the storm, the holidays.
Where would I go without your hand holding me? And how could I live without you? I can't see. Lord, what would I do in life? Where would I go?